General Motors long argued its battery plants legally can't be made part of the same United Auto Workers Union contract as the rest of its manufacturing workers. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yehirez reports, the UAW says the company has now agreed to do just that in a last-ditch effort to avoid a potentially devastating strike.
The plants are technically part of different companies, joint ventures between GM and partners like Samsung SDI. Because of that, GM argued, the plant's workers had no legal or practical path to join the national contract guaranteeing certain wages and benefits. Yet the union says GM offered in writing to make battery plants part of the agreement on Friday, moments before UAW President Sean Fain was to announce a strike at the massive Arlington, Texas assembly plant.
The company knew those members were ready to walk immediately. And just that threat has provided a transformative win.
This development likely means the GM Samsung SDI battery plant being built near South Bend will be part of this new contract. Stellantis is building its own in Kokomo. That company and Ford have also resisted putting joint venture battery plants under the national agreements. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya-Reyes.
Various concessions made in contract negotiations by all three companies kept the UAW from expanding its strikes to more facilities this week, though all currently striking plants remain on the picket line.